Welcome to this episode of Dev Radio. My name is Dave Izbitsky. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft, and I focus on helping developers build apps. So whether that's Windows Store apps, Windows Phone apps, or Windows Azure, I'm here to help you guys out. And one of the areas that I've seen that it's particularly interesting is web developers jumping into the app game. So I've got Andrew here from AppMobi who's going to talk about what they do, what they offer, and how web developers using just HTML5 and JavaScript can now target all of those app markets that we've been putting apps on and making money with. So go ahead, Andrew. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell me what's AppMobi all about?
Yeah, you bet, David. My name is Andrew Smith. I am the developer evangelist here at AppMobi. And it's a good question what AppMobi is all about, because it, kind of to go with what you're saying, we've got a mission and a strategy. It's kind of important, but really all we want to do is make web developers like myself into heroes on the mobile space. That's our bread and butter. That's what we try and do. And that means we give away a lot of free stuff. We got a free development tool we call the XDK that I'll show you later. We've got a cloud-based build system where if you've written an app in HTML and JavaScript, we'll build it for a variety of platforms for you, including Windows, which we'll show later on today. Some JavaScript libraries we give away, some game development tools, and of course we have some cloud services that offer special features, frictionless payments, analytics, game development tools, things that these are the things we actually charge for. So I'll talk about those in another day, not today. There are over 130,000 developers using our development tools, 60,000 XDK accounts created. So there are a lot of web developers just like me who are using this stuff right now.
Awesome. And one of the things that I find really, really cool about this, so my exposure to AppMobi was last year in November, and I was at a hackathon in Boston. And, you know, there was like 60 people in the room, and people were writing iOS apps, they were writing Android apps, and there was some Windows Phone. And most of those people were not writing any Java or any Objective-C. It was literally JavaScript and HTML5. And that was an eye-opener for me. You know, for somebody who started out in web development, and I've kind of moved into the native space, and now it's come full circle where I'm doing JavaScript and HTML5. That was so interesting because I think, you know, there's a lot of talent when you look out there in HTML5 games, when you look at what people have really created on the web, to be able to monetize that and get that out to users through a store is really, really exciting. And, you know, the kind of people that I meet, like yourself, I noticed in your background, you worked on the team for MapQuest. So you've been around with the web for a while. And, you know, MapQuest is like one of those names that's just like burned into everybody's head, no matter, you know, who they are. Like my wife, she'll use Bing Maps, right? I work for Microsoft, so we're a Bing household. But she'll still say, I'll look it up on MapQuest. You know, it's like, it's so interesting how that stuff gets ingrained over time.
See, that always surprises me. We're from Pennsylvania, so we always figure awesome. MapQuest is this tiny little, you know, we all just happened to work there at the time. And
right.
It's neat to know that it's this big.
Yeah, totally. So why don't you tell me how do AppMobi applications actually work? So I'm a web developer. I want to actually write for these app stores. What do I do?
All right. Well, it's a hybrid app. If you're familiar with that that concept, essentially what you're doing is you're making a tiny little website that's going to run in a full screen web control in whatever platform that the application will ultimately be built for, right? So I make this tiny website, and it's going to run kind of full screen on a mobile device. And so once you've built this tiny website, we call it the bundle, we'll wrap it in some native code that you could then put in an app store, whether the Windows 8 app store, the Windows 8 phone store, the Apple app store, the Google Play. It doesn't matter. That exact same code base is going to be able to build for a variety of stores, and through a JavaScript library API, API file, be able to access some of the native features of the device itself. And that library, we're aiming to have that to be the same on all platforms. Right now we haven't quite got there on Windows yet, but just be aware that we're working on that, and we hope to have that shortly. Sound good?
Awesome. Awesome.
There's a little bit about how we're different from PhoneGap, which is another top hybrid app developer you may be familiar with.
Yeah, quick question on PhoneGap. So if I'm using PhoneGap today and I've already started some work, will I have the ability to take what I've done with PhoneGap and actually deploy to stores as well?
Well, if you've written for PhoneGap, we have a JavaScript library that you'd be able to put into your project that'll actually make a conversion. So you could build it using AppMovi Build. But yes, if you built something using PhoneGap's build system or our build system, that app is a native app. You could put it in the appropriate app store that you've built it for. Now,
awesome.
The difference there is we're giving away these builds for free in hopes that you're going to use our cloud services on the back end, and PhoneGap's going to charge you for that.
Right, right. So, Andrew, why don't you actually show me the site? I'm a web developer. I'm going to get over to AppMovi. Where do I start?
All right. First thing you're going to do is sign up for a free account. We actually have a website called AppHub at the AppMovi site. You go to appmovi.com. We'll try and sell you on it. I'm hoping you're already sold. So go to apphub.appmovi.com. You're gonna create an account. And from here, you're going to AppHub, which is kind of our clearinghouse for everything AppMovi, right? From here, I'm okay. Sorry. I'm bouncing around here. I'm going to lose you if I keep doing this, aren't I? from AppHub. There we go. Here from AppHub, you'll be able to see all the applications that you've made, be able to actually build those, make those builds I mentioned before, and maintain the cloud services and your code that's going to be pushed to the cloud in order to make the build and to access those cloud service features. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep,
all right. And back to my slideshow. Of course, you're going to write your app. Right.
A quick question too, Andrew. Everything up to this point is free, right? I basically just create an ID, and I'm in, and I'm playing around with the tools.
Right. This is all free up to this point. I'll show you when it doesn't become free, and that's after you've already deployed, for that matter.
Okay.
All right. So you write your app. You can get our XDK tool, which is just a tool. Here again, you don't have to use it. If you just have an AppHub account, you should be able to actually upload a mobile app you may have already made. However, if you would like to use our XDK tool, we've worked pretty hard on it. We're pretty proud of it. It looks like this. You can find it here in the Chrome Web Store. Just come in here, just search for XDK, right? X-Ray Delta Kilo, and it's a Chrome extension. So you'll find it right under here, and it'll show up like this in Chrome. Make sense? All right.
Absolutely.
This is what it looks like. We update the builds over the web. Of course, you'll create projects, and we're going to create positions in the cloud for those projects. That way, when you're ready to build or you're ready to deploy over the internet to test, we would have that code, and we'd be able to get it to you. Now, to actually test on an actual device, you'd put on a test app, and you go to a website and launch that website, and it would actually run your package as a test just over the internet, which is kind of exciting.
Yes, and I noticed you didn't install anything locally. So this is a fully cloud-based IDE, right?
Well, there is an app that you'd have to get from the particular app store on the device. But
okay.
You know, when it comes to testing, instead of having to get device IDs and have someone install something, it's much easier, particularly for your baseline tester, just to say go to the app store and install something and go to a website. You know, that's something basically every mobile device user knows how to do. So that
right.
just makes it a step easier. All right, this XDK is not really an IDE so much as it's a simulator and a debugger. Of course, it's got all of Chrome's pretty nifty debugging tools. Ooh, sorry, now I'm going to bleed at you here. Here are tools to actually... do the test to actually make the build once you're happy with the application as it looks. We've got some documentation resources here. If you want to see all those, it's appmovi.com/documentation. I get to write a lot of this. So,
lucky you.
If there's a problem there, be sure to let me know. And it's an emulator. You're actually going to be able to see what your app is going to look like on a variety of platforms. And, of course, it's web, so not just mobile apps, but you could also see what it might look like on a desktop app. There we go.
Awesome. And you know, this to me, as a web developer, as somebody who's targeting HTML5, I'm looking at all the platforms. And so this tool is letting me see Android, it's letting me look at iOS, and then it's letting me look at Windows Store and Windows Phone. So my investments in that single technology is going to get me into multiple stores in front of customers.
Correct. That's the idea, that once you've built this one app one way, you know, the API is going to be the same for all these builds. Your code is going to be more or less the same. You might have it's kind of a build once, test everywhere type situation, unfortunately. But, you know, that's better than building it natively, you know, four times just for, you know, something you're just trying to, get out quick or something that it can leverage HTML5 and JavaScript, right? That's kind of where we're going. We have some tools for writing HTML5 games, and we love games, but we understand that this might not be a magic bullet. If you want to write, you know, a first-person shooter on mobile,
right,
you're probably going to want to use a different tool. And we get that. We don't want to, you know, lead you astray. It is HTML5 running in a browser, but, you know, for a web guy like me, this opens up a whole lot of avenues that would not otherwise be available.
Totally. And, you know, for gaming, as somebody who had not touched JavaScript in HTML5 until, gosh, it was build last year when I decided, coming from C#, I was going to look at HTML5. I was up and running with Canvas really, really quick. I wrote a little, like, missile shooter game that I've thrown out there people can download called Win8 Game Kit, and I'm working on another one. And, you know, there's an Atari. If you like the 80s classics, you can go to atari.com and you can play all the old arcade games. Everything's HTML5 based. So if it's a platformer or, you know, your little kind of Angry Birds style games, HTML5 I found performs really well for that across browser and all of the platforms. Obviously, when I'm talking to developers who are creating the next Halo, you know, it's going to be a DirectX conversation at that point. But I think for the type of games that sell right now, which is really casual games when you look at the mass market,
and
these type of tools.
And there's a churn to them too, you know?
Yes, exactly. And so this fits right in. Awesome. So, Andrew, if I want to build for Windows or Windows Phone 8, how would I go about doing that?
Okay. You would do it like that. I actually have a little demo if I could show you.
That would be great.
Like a magic trick. That's what I'm showing here.
Let's show
my idea is I'm going to bounce between my slideshow and actually building things. This is the app I'm going to build for everyone right here. This is a matching game with a There Was No Lady Who Swallowed a Fly theme, if that makes sense.
Awesome.
And the idea is this exact same code. Here, let me bring it up in my power of Notepad +++. See, this is just
great app.
HTML for those of us who know what that looks like.
Right.
But ultimately, it's going to be running both on Windows 8, right, as a Windows 8 app, as well as a Windows Phone 8 app.
Awesome.
All right. So let me get back to my slideshow. There we go. And we're going to start with making a Windows 8 app. Sound good? So,
sounds good.
I'm going to open up Visual Studio wrong one.
By the way, anybody who runs the Visual Studio dark theme is okay in my book.
This is just what it means.
That's my personal.
I gotta be honest.
That's my personal preference too. I just,
really?
From being a programmer back in the Borland days, everything was dark. It's like the BBS days with ANSI and all the different colored fonts and everything. I just love the dark theme.
Okay, you're going to be disappointed when I get to my Windows.
Well, you've got both there, so we'll make all developers happy by showing both themes.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'll point out this is Visual Studio Express, so you know this if you can't afford, you know, the whole Visual Studio, you could do it in piecemeal like this. And yeah, that's why I have one dark and one light, so I can.
Yes, and that's an important question too, I think, for listeners, is Microsoft offers all of the tooling and the SDKs for both the Windows Store and Windows Phone 8 for free. And so I want to make sure with those free products, AppMobi just works, right? They don't need the full versions of anything.
I'm going to show you it actually in Visual Studio Express.
Awesome.
So we'll do this. Let me get started. Here's the demo. The first thing you're going to do, of course, to make a Windows 8 app is, you know, open Visual Studio Express for Windows 8. You're going to create a Windows Store app. Just a blank app is fine. Just give it a name, right? That'll create the project. Now back to my slideshow. And this slideshow is going to be available to anyone who would like it as well. I'll make sure that gets there. We actually have a series of NuGet templates. So I'm going to bounce out to that and grab one of these. For those of you who aren't familiar with NuGet, this is kind of a clearinghouse for, no, that's not the one I want. It's hard to talk and click at the same time. For project templates. Windows Phone Store. There we go. So you're actually just going to get this install for the PM prompt. And then I should be able to come up here and open my, gonna go to view, new window, package manager. Here we go. Now as package manager spins up here, I'll show you NuGet. You're gonna go to NuGet to get the link to the appropriate template. And you're going to load that template through the package manager in Visual Studio, just like that. So I've pasted that in, I'll hit okay. And this should take my blank project and install this template on top of it. There we go.
Love the NuGet. I think most of our listeners are using NuGet. It's just a great way, even when you're doing any kind of web development, just to pull everything down, the latest versions of everything.
All right. The next step, we actually have some instructions right here, too, but I'll continue to bounce through here. We'll ask you to edit the app.xaml file, which is right here, AppXaml CS specifically. And what we're doing is we're going to replace the, let's see, AppMovie page. What's the AppMovie window? Oh, I'm sorry. I got to look at my own AppMovie page. Oh, okay, I got it. We're replacing that browser object with ours so that those native features that are going to be available from a JavaScript library are there, right?
Right, and I want to make sure the listeners know, too, when they're coming into here, the reason that it's XAML is we're actually using the same exact control across Windows Phone 8 and Windows Phone. So we're getting that full IE10 experience versus doing an HTML JavaScript WinJS app. It's for consistency across all of the platforms.
Cool. All right, next step, of course, is you're going to get your bundle, which is that HTML and JavaScript, that tiny website that you've made. You can download that from the cloud, or in my case, in the XDK, you actually have a local copy of it as well. So I'm just going to grab all that.
So this was everything you had running in the XDK in the browser window. You're
right.
Just copying those files over.
And this is actually going to open the project folder for this particular app. And
okay.
I just did that, and I'm going to copy everything over except this underscore app Mobi directory. That I'm going to leave right into this HTML directory. Let me get rid of these other ones that were brought in with the template. And I'll paste this in right here. There we go. Back to my slideshow. Okay, I added the bundle. All right, and now I'm going to ask you to change the reference to that AppMovie library here in index.html, which is right here, and I've already done it. Look at that. I am very, very efficient today, and that should be it. So I should be able to actually run this.
Okay.
I'm going to run it in the simulator if that's okay. Hopefully that's not going to interfere with what I already have in the simulator. Good. All right, here we go. And there we are.
Awesome.
Your old lady's going to tell you some things. Prunes are yummy. And then you can start playing.
Oh, it's got some background music, too.
I'll turn that off. We don't need to hear that through the whole presentation, do we?
Yes, and then the music will blast through your headphones, and you'll raise your voice. I've been there. So, and this supports touch as well?
It does support touch, absolutely. That's its reason for being. And that's that's something that you would actually be able to support through the web control. It's just the new touch event in HTML5.
Perfect.
Sound good? All right, I'm going to go on now to Windows Phone. It's pretty much the exact same process. There are just a couple steps that are a little different. So, of course, we're going to start with creating a new project. So, let me close my current project. I'm going to create a new one. And this is going to be just a blank Windows Phone app. Old lady. All right. Windows 8, or Windows Phone 8, rather. Back to my slideshow. Back to NuGet. All right. So if we come back here to the NuGet gallery, AppMobi's gallery. There's the URL for that, by the way, NuGet.org packages. It's just the AppMobi gallery. You should be able to do a search for it up here.
And I noticed there's a couple packages in here too, Andrew. Did you want to talk to that?
I could, yes. If you have not started an app yet and you would like to just sort of get a template that does something, we have several of those. We got, you know, Hello Worlds, which are what I've been pulling in and writing over. But also, you'll see, you know, a sample game, so you could start taking a game apart. JQMobi is that JavaScript library we give away. It's kind of a UI for HTML5 developers. Direct Canvas is a canvas tag accelerator. Just look through here, and if you see anything that looks appealing, you know, by all means, go ahead and load that, because if you don't like it, you can just blow that HTML directory away and start from scratch yourself.
Awesome. And it's a great way to learn, too. I mean, I learned by doing. So the fact that there's multiple kinds of examples in here, it's not a file, new project, go read the documentation. That's a really great way to learn. That's awesome.
Okay. So where was I? Yes, we got the Package Manager link. I'm going to open the Package Manager console here. When I get the PM prompt, I'm going to have it actually put the just sort of the blank Hello World template on top of what I've got here. Back to my slideshow. Make sure you load the Package Manager. And we're going to edit the WM App Manifest file. We need to change the navigation page, which is right here. Change this navigation page to be App Mobi Page. Save that, and I believe that should be it. All right, get the bundle, of course. And then we should be able to run it. All right, but I tell you what, before I do that, let me just run this template in the emulator, and we should be able to see, you know, just a Hello World screen.
Okay.
There we go. Hello, you're welcome to Windows Phone 8 app. All right, so that worked, which is good. So now I'm going to pull in my bundle again, and I should still have it on my, oh no, I don't have it on my clipboard, do I? Because I've got other things. But I'm grabbing this stuff again. This is all the HTML5, all the JavaScript, all the images that I used to make this app right here in the XML, or pardon me, the SDK, our SDK tool.
So same exact source that we used in the Windows Store app, going right into the Windows Phone app.
Correct.
Awesome.
And I'm going to delete what the package gave me. I'm going to close. I'm going to stop debugging, and then I'm going to delete it. This is frustrating, being on a presentation. Everyone gets to see how dumb you are when you're...
we're all the
open
same.
The door before you walk through it, right?
I switch between so many languages, having to present different topics to developers. I've tried to compile JavaScript before. I'm just used to Control-Shift-B, and I'm like, oh, wait, this language, I don't have to do that. You know, that just happens as you're demoing all sorts of different apps and code. So I've been there. I know the feeling.
Okay. One last step. You're going to open up this AppMobi web source XML, and this is kind of a drag for right now. We're working on this, but you're going to have to reference all the files in your bundle, all the files in that tiny website you made, so that it gets included in the build of the Windows Phone app. Instead of going through all that right here, I actually already made that file. So I kind of cheat a little bit there, but that's the step I'm outlining right here, that, you know, once you put in your bundle, you want to reference everything in this AppMobi web source XML file.
Okay.
And of course, we've already done this. We've made sure that the AppMobi JS library is actually going to the local one instead of another one, and then I should be able to build and test. So cross your fingers. Hopefully this should work. And it does. All right.
Awesome. And we've got full touch and we've got everything working. That's great. Cross-platform gaming, right? Right there. Same exact
source.
That's
the plan. That's the idea.
Excellent. So what we saw here, we went to AppMobi's site. I signed up for free. I was able to use the XDK, that built-in cloud IDE. When I'm targeting Windows Store or Windows Phone 8, I had the ability to bring down any project that I've created in the XDK, as well as play around with a bunch of sample apps that I can pull from NuGet. Awesome.
Correct.
So, Andrew, where would we go here to get started? I noticed you had some really good demos in here. You had some really good slides. Where can I grab all of this? Is there any additional training that I could check out as a developer?
Well, I just brought up a slide here with some more information. You can find some other videos online that a colleague of mine and I have done. That we've actually got a YouTube channel here we can access. If I go to youtube.com/appmobi, and see all that. Unfortunately, it's going to start immediately. There we go. And also, you can find my documentation page here at appmobi.com documentation, or I'm on Twitter and Facebook as Professor Mobi, Prof Mobi. Sound good?
Awesome. Perfect. I appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, David. I've had a great time. This has been terrific.
It's always
the end of the world didn't happen. We are still here.
Yes, yes. The new day came in Australia before the yesterday even happened for us. So we're good. I'm looking forward to seeing some apps and some games up here on AppMobi, as I'm sure you are. So people, you know, if they've got questions, they can feel free to reach out to you over Twitter. I'm sure email here and me as well. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, David.